Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day, when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And full party people, welcome to the Supergirl Talk podcast. It's been a long time since we talked. Let's see, this episode aired. Supergirl Lives, episode 9, aired on January 23rd, 2017. It is today, February 25th, 2017. We are like a month behind, but don't worry, we'll zoom by these with Supergirl and then upcoming next, We Can't Be Heroes, then the Martian Chronicles, then the Luthers, and then, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Mitzplix. So, yeah, that aired on February 20th. That was the last episode for Supergirl. But don't worry, guys, we will catch up. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you so much for listening. And here we go. Let's see, Supergirl Lives, directed by Kevin Smith. Yes, our good old Kevin Smith is now on Supergirl. He did a great two-episode on Flash, one last season and then one this season. It's been pretty good so far. Let's see, Supergirl Lives. Does it live up to the hype of Kevin Smith, or has Kevin Smith reached his plateau? Let's see. We are live right now, so call in. Our number is 646-668-2311. We have our first caller here from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up? It was great. I mean,
What's up, man?
Kevin, not much. But some parts of the episode kind of bothered me. I mean, I was so excited for this episode. But some parts of the episode cut out Roulette. I mean, I don't really
like the
Roulette character. Kevin Smith could have done something like way better, like with Darkseid, more Superman. But I did like it, especially when they went to that other planet and Kara lost her powers. And then there's a lot more with Mar-El and Kara. And then those alien creatures at the end of the episode. Oh, I did spot a Dominator. That was crazy.
Yep.
It was great.
To give it to Kevin Smith's credit, you know, he just comes in to direct it. You know, by the time he comes in, the writers have already written the story arc and the storyline, so it's a little hard for Kevin Smith to add any extras without pertaining to the story. And of course, the writers are the rulers of TV at this moment.
Yeah,
Matt, let me read the synopsis of Supergirl Lives so we can. Recap this episode. Let's see. Wynn gets beaten, aiding James, leading the former to believe he is not fit to the field. Kara starts investigating a strange series of missing persons. The DEO tracks the kidnappings to fake clinical trial, which is revealed to be run by aliens. Tracking them, Kara and Mon-El pass a portal and enter the planet Maldora, which is the center of a slave trade, realizing that they will not have their powers due to the Maldora's red sun. The pair track the kidnappings to a fortress where they are intentionally get captured and are put in the same cell as the others. They learn the Roulette is involved. The trafficking, meanwhile, John reveals that the Maldorian atmosphere is lethal to the Martians, making Alex lead the rescue team.
convincing Wynn to join her, Kara incites a riot at the prisoners' lock roulette and her Maldorian accomplice in the cell and escape. Reuniting with the DEO, they get to the portal and return to Earth. Wynn accepts his potential while Mon-El, whom the Maldorians intentionally allowed to leave, decides to become a superhero. An alien group is revealed to be searching for Mon-El. Maggie tells Alex about her knowledge of Kara's alter ego. So here we go. There's a lot of stuff going on here. So let's start off with this whole trafficking. You already touched base upon that, Matt, with roulette. Do we need to see more roulette after this?
No. We had a version of her on Smallville, and I don't need more roulette. She's kind of like one of those weird, dumb characters. But was this the episode where Megan was kind of having those, like, crazy nightmares and Sean had to help her, or is it the other episode that we'll do tomorrow night?
It's a little later on than after this. Yeah, it's definitely a little bit later.
Okay.
Because I don't think Megan was even in this episode.
No, she wasn't, but it was great. Yeah. And then Mon-El is trying to get his feelings out there for Kara. I mean, come on. Mon-El and Kara need to be happy together. I mean, she thinks he's a jerk, but I mean, come on, Kara. You need somebody in your life. Come on, be happy for crying out loud. Because it did not work.
I know, she already chased away Jimmy Olsen. I mean, come on. Might as well.
Come on. Mon-El loves you, Kara. Just because, especially after what happened in this week's episode. No, I mean, like, she doesn't want to be happy or date anyone. Also, I am excited coming up for the Flash Supergirl musical crossover. That's going to be extremely funny.
Oh, yeah,
funny.
That's going to be very interesting, where Supergirl and the Flash sing throughout the episode. I want to get back to the Guardian. At this point, you know, Wynn, you know, gets beaten up aiding James, you know, Wynn gets pretty shaken up. How
yeah,
would you feel
he does.
If you
he got scared.
Helping the Guardian, but then you got attacked yourself.
I'd be like crazy scared. I mean, I would like go tell someone I got hurt and I don't ever want to do it again.
Yeah.
But still, what Alex told Wynn, don't ever give up. Like the first time I went in the field, I did not give up. And then when he helped them inside the portal, I thought that was cool that when rose up.
Yeah, he stepped it up.
Yeah, I'm glad he's not becoming the next Toy Man. I really do like Wynn on the show.
Me
or
too. I hope they don't do also like what they're doing with Caitlin, as in like, don't turn to the dark side. Okay, I will.
Right.
I'll try not to.
Oh, by the way, Jesus, within a month, I'm going to Disney's Hollywood Studios, and I'm going to do the Star Wars launch day.
Congratulations,
Star Tours.
Bro.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Dude, you
got to
tell us all about
Star Wars Bay. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to get pictures, get up close with Darth Vader. I mean, did you go yet down in Disneyland?
No, not yet. I'm going to wait till they finish the Star Wars land because they're just building it right now. Yeah.
Oh, cool. But, yeah, I did enjoy this episode. I am so glad it brought
me too.
Back
but
the
you
Supergirl
know what?
After
right.
a long
this
break.
This episode seemed a little off. And I know it was maybe the writer's fault, not Kevin Smith, but it didn't even feel like a Kevin Smith episode.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, there wasn't...
Yeah,
nothing special
like when he first did The Flash, I fell in love with Kevin Smith. I mean, man, he did so good when he did the Runaway Dinosaur and
Now, here's
Killer
the
Frost.
Question, you know, for those who are listening as well, here's the question. Do you think Kevin Smith should just stick to The Flash, or should we give him another chance with maybe an Arrow episode?
I'd say he'd do all right on Arrow, but the way he does The Flash is way better. You just need to stick being a full-time director.
I would say, don't fix it. You know, just go do the Flash. I mean, he could be like the Flash God.
Direct. Yeah, because he does it so well.
Who would have thought Kevin the Flash? What a great, Terry.
Yeah. And he almost
Matt, let me ask you this. So, Guardian, now that Wynn kind of was freaked out, do you think Guardian is better off working on alone, or do you think Guardian
can't
survive without Wynn?
Can't survive without Wynn, because that one scene when James and Wynn were talking, that he was scared, and then he went and helped them trying to get all of them back through that alien world. That was good there. And I do like Guardian, though. He is pretty cool, especially the other episodes I know we can't talk about yet. But, yeah,
right.
It was a truly fantastic, great episode. But still, I think Kevin Smith should stay in the Flash. And what the heck is going on with Ben Affleck right now? He's going to step down as Batman, and I read he's going to continue as Batman after Justice League and now he's got a new director.
Let me just tell you this, Bat. Let me just tell you this. Those are all rumors. You know, it's nothing official until Ben Affleck himself comes out and says, I'm stepping down. Just like what he did with the directing. Hey, guys, I'm not directing. I'm stepping down because I want to focus more on Batman, the character himself, than be distracted with directing the movie. And, you know, he just came out. He was honest. And then when Matt Reeves, the new director of Batman, Ben Affleck was the first one to come out and say, welcome to the Batcave, Matt. And, you know, does that tell you that Ben Affleck is out of Batman? I don't think so.
No. He's going to continue playing Batman because he does so good. I mean, I don't watch
just
them.
Just try to audition. When you read those fan sites, just try to be careful. All right, man.
Yeah.
Well, Supergirl lives. Of course she lives again. Do you think the title kind of fit the episode? I think they should have just saved that title for something else. But I know they tried to use it because of Kevin Smith, a little homage to the script he wrote, Superman Lives, which was originally attached with Nick Nolte back in the 90s. Could see that, but that title should have been for another episode because she didn't even die. She didn't even, you know, she wasn't even resurrected.
Yeah.
It would have been great for one of those, like, wow, Supergirl lives. But, you know, there wasn't one of those moments, that one of those memorable moments to take away from the episode. So that's why I feel the title doesn't fit this episode at all.
And still that weird guy who turns into an alien, they send him to that planet. I didn't really like that guy very much. But then when they found where the planet was, I missed some John Jones action. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
we need some more Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, more Martian
Manhunter.
Well, why not? Why can't they just have him walking around as a Martian? Like, you know, I know the actor's
he can
great,
do that.
But it'll be great to see just more Martian.
Yeah, me too. Towards the rest of the season, I mean, that would be so good.
We should start that hashtag. More Martian. More Martian.
Hashtag
more Martian.
More Martian. I mean, with these infinite Earths.
All right, Matt. Well, give us a shout out as we wrap up Supergirl Lives. Give us anything else before we wrap up the show, sir.
Well, I thought it was a good episode. I can't wait for this week's episode with Dean Cain back. People are buying it by who he is. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. And I thought it was good. And I can't wait for more new episodes of Supergirl, especially with the musical crossover in a few weeks. All right, guys, good night, and talk to you on the Flash Talk.
All right, great. Thank you, Matt. Have a good night, and thank you for listening to the Supergirl Talk podcast.
Yeah.
Have a good night.